Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Nicholas Mancini, currently the pastor of Sacred Heart of Mary Parish in Louisville, and he's the spiritual director for us here at Living Bread Radio. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Tim.
And today we're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, Section 1 about what we believe as Catholics. And we're going to continue our discussion of the Church. So today, let's explore the three names of the Church, the Body of Christ, the Bride of Christ, and the Temple of the Holy Spirit. Can you expound on that a little bit, Father?
Sure. When we look at the Church as the Body of Christ, above all, through the sacraments of baptism and Holy Eucharist, an inseparable union comes about between Jesus and Christians. The union is so strong that it joins him and us like the head and members of a human body and makes us one. He is the head, the body of the Church. Loving Christ is the same as loving the Church. And thus, when we see this, the body of Christ, we, through the living waters of baptism, become members of that body of Christ. We are his children, and we look to him for that strength and guidance. So when we come to the body of Christ, we must be obedient sons and daughters, and we are brought before him in the light of faith. And, you know, when we come to communion, what is the words we hear? We hear the body of Christ. And our acceptance and our amen, which means I believe, is saying, yes, I believe everything that the Church teaches. I believe that this is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I will be one with him as he is with me.
You know, another aspect of the body of Christ is that nothing pleases them more than for us to come together as a community. And in essence, what we're saying when we're worshiping God at church is we're saying, Jesus, I love you.
Yes.
Jesus, I love you. So because we love Christ, we come together as a community, and of course we love one another. And St. Teresa of Avila, Jesus spoke to her, saying, I would create the whole universe again just to hear you say that you love me. So again, it's all about love, and it's all about loving Christ and loving each other.
Yes.
The body of Christ.
That's a beautiful, beautiful way to look at it.
So what does it mean when we say that the Church is the bride of Christ?
I think when we look at this, Jesus loves the Church as a bridegroom loves his bride. He binds himself to her forever and gives his life for her. Anyone who has ever been in love has some idea of what love is. Jesus knows it and calls himself a bridegroom with loving and a lovingly courts his bride and desires to celebrate the feast of love with her. We are his bride, the Church. In the Old Testament, God's love for his people is compared to the love between husband and wife. If Jesus seeks the love of each one of us, how often is he then unhappily in love, that is to say, with all those who want nothing to do with his love and do not reciprocate it? I think, you know, when we look at this, and I think you said it before, that love is the essence of it all. My beloved speaks and says to me, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. We see that in the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 10. And I think if we understand that fullness of love by which Christ binds himself to the church, and as much as we should love him as a husband loves his wife and a wife her husband, then that beauty of that love in the bride is radiated. And there's a joy that fills our heart because we are in love, and that love shines forth within us. And it beams out into the goodness of others. Blessed John the 23rd, so many times, you know, you would see him in pictures of him. He had that radiance of joy about him that just made you want to actually embrace him, because he radiated that love within, and he was bringing that bride of Christ as an illumination to others to say, see how much this love can mean for you and be for you. And I think that once we understand that, then as we come into the bride of Christ with that joy, we feel that warmth, the depth, and that love, and that sacred silence that we communicate with our Master.
Mm-hmm. I know for me personally, Father, I've been blessed to be with my wife for more than 40 years. And I look at how we still not only like each other, but as well as we know each other, we still are in love.
Mm-hmm.
And that love got turned up a notch about a year and a half ago when my daughter had her first grandchild. And so now when we Skype and see him, and he's actually coming in this week from Seattle, that love goes to a whole new depth. And again, it gives me a glimpse of how much God loves me when I look at my wife and how we've been together 40 years. Mm-hmm. And now I look at my grandson and the love that I feel for him, and that he loves me, and when he calls me Papa, and how that makes me feel. It just gives me a tiny inkling of how much God loves me and how much he loves to hear those words from you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I love you. Heavenly Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Holy Spirit, I love you. You know, when you love somebody, you have that bond, and it's still, you know that bond's there, but it still feels good to hear it.
Right, and you know, it's so much joy of that love. And I think a lot of times, when we go to church and to Mass and to pray with our brothers and sisters, the church wants us to understand that moments within the liturgy, that sacred silence, or even after Mass, to be in that stillness, in that quiet place where Jesus dwells. We are communicating with our divine lover. And after receiving him in Eucharist and kneeling in prayer, and as the Mass comes to its final moments, and then we sing together that closing hymn, there are times in which after all of that is finished, we would like to remain in the stillness and the silence of that church to pray with the bridegroom, Christ Jesus. And it's that intimacy in that moment in which individuals, like you say, want to share that joy. Just, you know, if it's a new grandchild, they want to share that joy with their daughter or whatever, in that peace and in that moment. So too with us. After we celebrate, and after we are filled with that power of God's love for us, we want to communicate and say thank you to the divine lover of all. And that, I think, is the beauty and the essence of church itself and being one with the bride of Christ.
I know, I feel that. I love when you use that word intimacy, because it's that special, affectionate kind of love that you not only have, say, for your spouse or for your children or even your grandchildren, but it's that special kind of love that God has for each one of us.
Yes.
And again, to feel that and to be able to be so overflowing with that knowledge and that knowing and that feeling of love to share it with others.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Father, what does it mean to say that the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
The church is the place in the world where the Holy Spirit is completely present. For example, the people of Israel worship God in the temple of Jerusalem. This temple no longer exists. It has been replaced by the church, which is not limited to a particular place. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them, as we read in Matthew 18:20. What makes her alive is the Spirit of Christ. He lives in the word of the sacred scripture and is present in the sacred signs of the sacraments. He loves in the hearts of believers and speaks in their prayers. He leads them and bestows charisms on them, simple gifts as well as extraordinary ones. Anyone who enters into a relationship with the Holy Spirit can experience true miracles even today. And most people have no idea what God would make of them if they would only place themselves at His disposal. St. Ignatius Loyola tells us this, that, you know, the Spirit of God that is in us, and we are that temple of the Spirit, through baptism and confirmation, even the Eucharist, that fills us with that joy. We should protect and guard and safeguard our bodies, respect them, protect them, because there the Spirit comes within us. And when we receive the Eucharist, what a great feeling that is, that the Spirit of God is living within me, in my soul.
So not only are we individually temples of the Holy Spirit, but as a community, as the body of Christ.
Yes.
The church is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Right. And that's that beautiful gift of the Spirit moving within us.
Beautiful. Well, Father, I really appreciate you sharing your ideas with us this morning. Again, we have that love of God and that yearning in our hearts for union with God, and that's the Spirit of God that we can fulfill by gathering together as a community at church to worship and praise God the way that He taught us. Thanks again, Father, for sharing those thoughts with us this morning.
You're welcome, Tim.
And again, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. This is Tim Perry. And until next time, may God richly bless you and yours. Thanks for joining us. Bye now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.